Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, another day and another fantastic show. And we're having so much fun here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We're having amazing guests, and we're having today another amazing guest. We have a lady, and she is going to talk all about her business. And I love to interview entrepreneurs, people that have come out and they have basically invented a brand new business for themselves. And that is the subject for today. It's about being an entrepreneur and having amazing ideas and having those ideas that change people's lives. I want to take the time again. Every show, I love to thank everyone for listening and supporting the Lizzie T Radio Show, because it's very important to me to let everyone know that how much I appreciate all your support. Lizzie T Radio Show has now over 2,200 likes on the fan page, and I'm very, very happy that we're having so much traffic on our fan page and our website and on Blog Talk Radio. This show could not be possible thanks to OMG Events, and thank you for supporting Lizzie T Radio Show. OMG Events can be found on ohmygoshevent.com. So thank you again for supporting the Lizzie T Radio Show. And if you need to get a hold of us, please email us at radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca, and like us in Facebook. For the weekend, I just have to mention, we're going to have an amazing weekend, and we're looking that we're going to have some sunshine tomorrow. We're looking at 25th, and for Father's Day, Sunday, it's going to be a bit rainy, but it's going to be nice and warm, 23. And again, I want to take the opportunity to thank and to wish all the fathers out there a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. And I cannot forget my partner and my amazing husband, John. Wish you a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. And on that note, this weekend, Sunday, it will be the Father's Day Prostate Cancer Walk at Ash Bay. So it's a 5K walk and run. So if you're thinking of register for the walk or for the run, it's at 8:30 in the morning at Ash Bay. So think about it, because it's definitely a very good opportunity to participate and to support the Prostate Cancer of Canada. And so I'm going to introduce our guest. And here is her bio.
Kelly Jerome Canary was 35 years old and found herself in a successful job that pays the bill, but didn't satisfy her soul. Her creative side needed to be fulfilled, so she bravely left her sales management job and created Mon Petit Bijou, and started her journey into the ever-changing and ever-exciting world of jewelry design. Finally, Kelly has the freedom to blend her sales and business expertise with her creative side. The result is a company that provides some of Oakville's most prominent boutiques and spa with chic, one-of-a-kind jewelry at reasonable price. There is nothing more that Kelly loves to design pieces that knows will complement her customer's lifestyle. And more than jewelry, to Kelly, it's confidence, it's expression, it's passion, and it's love.
And without further ado, here is Kelly.
happy
today.
To be here.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. Finally, I am so happy and honored that you are here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And that was an amazing intro. I love to read your bio. You are so inspirational. And I had the opportunity to look at your website and to your Facebook fan page. And my goodness, you are very creative. So congratulations. So all of us are curious to know, and we love to find out, how did you come up with this? How did you, why jewelry? Why did you decide to take that as a career, as a new business, as becoming an entrepreneur?
You know, it's funny. I never really thought of getting into the jewelry business, but even as a small child, I was always creative. I've always had a creative side. I, from a very small age, loved to draw, loved to paint. Love to create, so, you know, arts and crafts, and so I always excelled at that and really, really enjoyed it. I come from a large family, also with strong creative roots, artists, musicians. So it's no wonder I'm, you know, I kind of followed in those footsteps. But certainly, jewelry. I've always loved rocks as a kid. I used to pick them up and look at them and research them. And even growing up, I always loved jewelry. I was just one of those kids. I was girly girl. I loved jewelry. So in that respect, it's not surprising. But how I got to where I am was, it was back in 2005, and one of my many, many aunts had come to visit and said, oh, I'm just doing some basic beading. Would you like to make a necklace tonight? And I said, sure, why not? It'll be fun. And we sat down for about, I don't know, half an hour, an hour, just having fun, chit-chatting, kind of another little arts and craft project. And at that time, I was traveling extensively in the sales world. My two youngest children were you know, small. And I really took to it. I said, oh, this is fun. I really like this. And I just kind of started doing it as a hobby. And I thought, oh, I just love this so much. And the more and more I got involved with it, the more I wanted to learn. So then I started taking courses, and then I was researching, and, you know, and then I was finding out where I could source out stones and materials, and it just kind of spiraled from there. So that was 2005, and then I found myself, I guess by about the end of 2008, kind of getting tired of the corporate world and all of the traveling. At the time, my husband was, he still travels a lot, but at the time he was traveling as well. We have four children. The two youngest ones were in daycare. It was really, really challenging, tiring. And I basically made the decision we needed to balance back in the family, right, and someone needed to be here with the children. So I basically made the decision to give up my corporate sales position. And thought, well, I'm not the type of person to do nothing. So I think I'm going to turn my hobby into a business. And that was at the beginning of 2009. And I've just basically, I just started running my business slowly but surely with always the mindset of walk before you run and see where this takes you. And it's been very successful for me. And I absolutely love what I do. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
What an experience. What a story. Within 5 years, it looked like you turned your life completely around, and you now have this very successful business that not only is a business, but it's your passion and it's your life. I love when you say in your bio, is your love. And it's great when you get to enjoy what you do and put 150% in everything you do. Congratulations. Not a lot of people are capable or able to say, you know, I love what I do, and this is, it makes my life happy, and it makes other people happy. Now, I wanted to ask you,
absolutely,
the name. Are you French? Is that why you say Mon Petit?
Yeah, so Mon Petit Bijou is French, and my last name is Giroux. My maiden name is Giroux, which is French. Now, I wasn't raised speaking French, although my father is bilingual, but I obviously have French-Canadian roots. And I happened to live in Montreal for, I guess, about 4 or 5 years as a child. I did speak French at one point, but I lost it when I moved back to Ontario. But Mon Petit Bijou and the French roots, that's where that comes from. But how I got to the name was when I was traveling extensively in my sales position, I was one of those anxious moms that, you know, I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5 days, and the kids are in daycare, and I'd leave notes for my husband. But I'd always say, every time I left the door, please take care of my diamonds. Please take care of my jewels. And that's what I would always call them. I always called the kids the jewels or my diamonds or my gems. And Mon Petit Bijou means my little jewel. So that's how I came up with the name, which I thought was just perfect.
A perfect fit. Good for you.
Yep.
This is fantastic. Amazing, amazing. So, as you know, the Lizzie T is what you do, what is new in your life. Are you thinking now, expanding? Because I know you have your jewelry all over Oakville, maybe someday Canada. And
Mississauga as well, a couple of locations in Mississauga. I mean, at this point, I'm a one-man show for the most part. I do have help by... a lady who, when I need her, also has an extensive jewelry making background. So when I am feeling overwhelmed or I need her to, you know, and I'm really busy, I do have her come and help me. But at this point, I'm getting really, really busy, so I am going to have to start putting people in place. I have hired people, you know, for my web design, for my social media needs. Any creative writing needs, et cetera. So I am going to be expanding, and I'm really looking forward to it, and it's really exciting.
Wow, this is great. When you are able to expand and when you're able to put all your good stuff out there, this is when you can tell that your business is just doing successful. And I want to mention that a lot of people think success tons of money. No, to me, success is when you're doing what you plan yourself to do and you're enjoying it. So I see you as very successful already. Now, how about a store? Let's think big.
Okay.
Do you see yourself having a store soon, perhaps?
You know, it's often crossed my mind to have a storefront. But I think the direction I want to take is not that. I think the direction I'm happy with is having my pieces displayed and shown and sold at different, you know, boutiques and spas, rather than having my own, you know, brick and mortar storefront. That's not really what my plans are. I like to be able to distribute to other companies and as I said, like kind of like boutiques and spas. On top of that, I have my website, which is a e-commerce on-site people can purchase. As well, I do many, many custom orders for people. You know, an example would be I've just finished a bunch of graduation jewelry. You know, we're in the graduation season right now. One-of-a-kind pieces. You know, someone will send me a picture of their dress, and then I have a consultation with them. And we create something that speaks to them, that they're going to feel, you know, wonderful wearing and that they love. It makes them feel beautiful and special. And that's what I love to do. I love to create one-of-a-kind pieces for people. Weddings.
Go ahead.
Wedding jewelry, birthstone jewelry, children's jewelry. So I do that as well as my website, as well as the stores. So I'm pretty busy with what I have.
Absolutely. And to have a storefront right now, really, the whole world has switched. Nowadays, everything is virtual. So if you are on the internet, the sky is the limit, really. People can order from all over the world. Nothing stops you. So this is really the way to go. So again, congratulations. I do not want to forget to have you mention your website and your information for the listeners that have never heard of you. So can you please go ahead and give your info?
Yes, my website is www.monpetitbijou.ca, which is MONPETITBIJOU.ca.
Fantastic. And the Lizzie T Radio Show will have on the fan page and on the website all the links for Kelly's website information. So if you need to get a hold of her, please, please, please give her a call, send her an email, and here at the Lizzie T, we support you 150% with everything that you're doing. Now, I want to talk a little bit something different. I had the opportunity the other day to interview the winners of the Wedding Saviors. You are involved on that as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This has been a project that I have such a strong belief in. I was approached back in January by Eddie Solomon from Mystical Weddings, who I happen to know through the large network of groups throughout the area. And I went to the meeting in January, fell in love with the concept. I love the whole pay it forward concept and get, you know, providing a couple going through hardship with a free wedding. I thought, I don't need any more information than that. I'm on board. I would love to make jewelry for a bridal party or a bride and meet all of these other wonderful, inspirational people in business. Why wouldn't I say yes? So I was part of the Halton team, in a smaller part. I was actually the one who had Susan Hay from Global TV. I was the one who got her to do the Making a Difference segment for Wedding Saviors, which they were very thankful for, and which I thought, you know, it just went hand in hand with her show, and I happened to know her and approached her, and I thought it was just such a great fit, and I was so happy when they did that segment. From there, I am on the GTA team. I will be making the jewelry for the bridal party and the mother and the mothers of the father and bride, and I'm also on the media team for the Wedding Saviors, and I've also been heavily involved with. I was there at the Challenge for Charity on Monday, watching the three finalists with all of this food that they collected for the food drives all over the GTA. So it really, I've been quite involved because I really believe in this project, and I think the people that are running Wedding Saviors are just fantastic people. So,
and I agree with you. It's very, very important to help our community, and what Wedding Saviors is doing is out of this world. I don't think any country has something like this in place.
You're right.
As Canada has. So how does that make you feel, knowing that the bride and the wedding party will be wearing your jewelry?
I'm elated, really. It makes me feel good.
Absolutely.
And it's not just so much about wearing my jewelry, but making a difference in someone's life.
That's so true.
And just making it a little bit easier. You know, we don't always expect things that are going to happen in our life, good or bad. And, you know, sometimes we just have some bad luck and, you know, or health issues. And for people in a community to come together to do this, I think is just phenomenal.
It is.
So I'm very happy to be a part of this. And I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't believe in it and I didn't want to.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I have the last question for you. I can't believe here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, every time we have somebody so exciting to interview and to talk about their business and their project and their stuff, we run out of time. But I like to, for the ones that are listening right now, and they have the same dream as you had one day, and now you're so successful, to start a jewelry business, what advice would you give to somebody who's listening who would like to be where you are right now?
To start a business or just a jewelry business in general?
To start a jewelry business, yes.
To start a jewelry business, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be, you know, the best jewelry designer out there. You have to have a passion. You really just, I mean, there's so many jewelry designers out there that make different types of jewelry. You really have to know what type of jewelry you would like to make, what your target market is.
Right.
Do your research, do a business plan, and take the time. But the first and foremost is to have the passion.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, a good friend told me many, many years ago, and it's not always necessarily true, but truly do what you love, and most often the money will follow.
It's so true.
And it's not about the money, but really just be true to yourself, have a passion, and have a business plan. And my best advice always is walk before you run. You can't just go out of the gates full force. And it's all trials and tribulations, but that's with any business out there.
It's so true. That is with any business. And if you have a passion, if you know this is what you love to do, go forward. And again, life has their up and downs. And our downs, is, I believe, that's when we learn the most.
You learn the most and you grow from your mistakes, and just always be determined and focused as best as you can. As best as you can.
Absolutely.
And the people that will follow you or purchase your products or support you are the ones that ultimately love what you do.
And I find that the support that you have, too, because you have a fan follower, I cannot believe. This is fantastic. People that support you, that watch you and recommend you stuff, is just unbelievable. I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of people that definitely recommend your stuff because it's beautiful, and you can tell that you
Thank
put 150%
you.
On your jewelry. It's not just a jewelry, it's your personality, it's your love, and it's your passion, and I can tell. So anybody who is listening to us right now, I highly, highly recommend that you go into the website, hook up with Kelly, and if there is any question, she will be happy to answer for you. I want to thank you, Kelly, so much for taking a couple of minutes of your precious time to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are so happy and honored that you're able to participate and share your expertise and share your knowledge and your passion and your amazing story, how you came up with your business and how you started the name. It's all so amazing, so great to hear it. And again, thank you, all the best, and congratulations for everything that you have accomplished throughout your life. And I can't believe it's only been 5 years and you have this such an amazing enterprise. So congratulations, and we wish you the best. Do you have any last words?
I just want to, I'm going to thank you, and I'm honored to be on your show, Liz, and I really appreciate your time, and I was really excited to do this. So, and anyone out there listening, you know, just follow your dreams. Follow your dreams and keep plugging.
Fantastic. Those are very wise. Go ahead.
And just have yourself a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And thanks again for having me, Liz.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Okay.
Now.
Bye.
And that was the great, fantastic, beautiful Kelly. And you are watching, and if you are on our fan page, you're watching the picture here right now. I'm not lying. She's a gorgeous woman, very talented, she loves what she does. She's very passionate. You can hear by her voice, and you can hear by her work. It's not me saying. The proof is in the pudding. So contact Kelly, and if there is any request, and if you mention that you heard Kelly through the Lizzie T Radio Show, I will be more than happy and honored that I was able to have Kelly and the Lizzie T Radio Show. I want to thank you again, all of you that are listening, for the support. I want to thank again OMG Events for supporting this show and sponsoring this show. And if you have any ideas for the Lizzie T Radio Show, and you would like to be on the Lizzie T Radio Show, please give us a call. Send us an email at radiolizt.ca. Again, it's radiolizt.ca. Thank you very much, everyone. Again, fantastic, fantastic Father Days to all of the fathers out there here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And make it, everyone, a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you.